You know, we've been following Big Brother Canada faithfully on Mornings in the Bay, and next week is the season finale. 16 house guests signed up to try and make it to the end by living in a house, well, a studio, really, for 70 days. Mic'd up, cameras watching their every move, and last night the final four was announced. Now, unfortunately, it did not include Thunder Bay's very own JC Lynn Graham. On the phone this morning to talk about last night, her mom, Chantel. Good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
Let me start by asking you, are you relieved?
I feel this morning proud,
yeah.
Grateful, and I'm relieved she's away from the snakes.
Yes. That Kevin and Helena, don't even get me started. Well,
nope.
Josh, too. Well, Betty. Oh.
Yeah.
That was amazing. You were on the show last night in such an amazing segment of Big Brother Canada. The five remaining house guests, loved ones, were able to surprise them. And oh, my gosh, all of a sudden we hear JC Lynn to the diary room or to the phone room or whatever it was, and in she walks, and there you are behind a glass. What a touching moment. You had 5 minutes to spend with JC Lynn, of course, on the phone. Tell us about what happened there. How did this come about?
Oh, well, Big Brother just reached out and said, you know, I knew like a week ahead that whoever survived the triple would get to have this special visit. And there was a lot of documents and things we had to do. I didn't bother because I thought she was going home on the triple.
Oh.
So last Thursday, right after the show, I think until midnight, I had producers going, where's this? We need this. We need this.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, I couldn't even think. So then it was really tight turnaround. Flew in on Sunday. Got to hang out with all the other loved ones for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing experience. Go to the studio. I walked across the stage. I sat in Arisa's stool. Amazing, amazing experience.
So I kind of noticed when each loved one came in and talked to everyone individually, I noticed you couldn't talk like game, right? Did they tell you, like, you can't reveal anything?
Yeah, you can't talk anything about game, anything about other house guests, and nothing about current events going on in the world. So
okay.
It had to be specifically about your family members and wishing them well and just pumping up their tires and keeping them going. That's basically all you could do, yeah.
It was really good. And honestly, it truly touched my heart. My wife and I, we went back 3 times to watch your segment with JC Lynn. And when you just looked at her and you said, you are my hero, she was just, it was fabulous, Chantel.
I feel emotional just thinking about it, because when you're in that moment, I didn't remember anything I said. And none of the family members, as we came out, I went first,
mm-hmm.
and I came out, and they said, okay, how'd it go? What'd you say? And I said, I don't remember. Like, I just, like, literally, you have camera guy behind you. You have to watch this screen. You're mic'd up. And then you see your loved one, and you're trying to keep it together. And so you literally black out.
Mm-hmm.
And they all did. Every one at a time, they came out, and it's like, I don't remember what just happened. So watching it again, it was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah. How were the other people? So Josh's mom and, I guess, Kevin's girlfriend. And
we hung out. We had dinner. We watched Monday night's episode, laughed. You know, Betty's boyfriend was having some tears as she read the letter.
Yes.
Because we're in the real world. So we're watching them fight and talk nasty about each other in life. But we know when they come out, they're all going to be the best of friends. And we actually have a great bond. We've been texting last night when she was evicted. I mean, they were all reaching out and, you know, it was just such an amazing, surreal experience. I can't even describe.
Yeah, I couldn't imagine being in this scenario, because when you talk, we talk amongst our friends saying, could you do it? Could you live in the Big Brother house? And, you know, I have a few friends who say, yeah, I could do it. And I'm honest about it, saying I could never do this. Number one, the whole thing with no TV, no radio, nothing, no exposure to the outside world. You are amongst these people. You know, if you make it to the end for 70 days, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I know. It would be tough. But, you know, let's just highlight the one moment. We know Kevin is the mastermind and the villain behind the season. And my favorite moment last night, in addition to the family segment, was him in the diary room admitting that JC Lynn got into his head, and she's the only one all season that got into his head. And another section where he says, I think I just might have gotten manipulated by a 24-year-old.
Yes.
I mean, that was my favorite.
It was great. And I love that when JC Lynn walked out of the room, right? You know, the music's all intense and then Kevin looks into the camera. Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Anyway, next week is the finale. A couple things before I let you go. Are you, as a family member, any family members invited to be in an audience at all, or is it nothing?
There's no audience. There's a lot of events taking place in Toronto and Niagara Falls by Big Brother alumni.
Okay.
We won't be going to that. Maybe some friends, but
here's one thing that's going on right now. Anyone across the country, and including right here, right now, Thunder Bay, they can show their support for J.C. Lynn by doing something special.
Yeah, so they have the Big Brother Canada vote for Canada's Choice. So it's right on the main webpage. You can vote as many times as you want. So we're hoping this time we can finally beat out Summer and Marty's fans club. Yeah. And this is for Canada's favorite player. And I'm just hoping everyone in Thunder Bay will show their support and vote as much as you can. Share it on your social media. And let's get some redemption for this girl.
Yeah. Well, listen, she certainly made us proud. And it was such a pleasure to watch this season. And another thing, too, is once she gets home and settles in, I hope you can talk to her and maybe have her come by the studio. I'd love to have her here on the morning show and we can just chat about the show and just have her here. It would be great.
I'm sure she would love to. You never know. Maybe you can get Gino on the other line.
Yes. Wouldn't that be great? And to find out what's going on with those two. Yes.
We'll find out today because she has all of her ET Canada and Global and all these interviews. So I'll be tracking those down, seeing what she's saying for sure.
Very good. Chantel, I appreciate your time over these past couple of months, spending your time with us and giving us some insight on Big Brother Canada. And you have to be very proud of your daughter, J.C. Lynn Graham. She was in the final five, but couldn't quite make it. But there you have it. Finale is next week. Chantel, I wish you the best.
Thanks for all your support. Really appreciate it.